This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
And a good Saturday morning to you. You are waking up to a three-day weekend. Got an extra one for this Labor Day weekend, which traditionally is a big fishing weekend. And, of course, this is the time when we wrap up the CCA Star Tournament, but there's still some opportunity to win trucks, boats, and motors, and a whole lot more prizes right up till the gun sounds on Monday. Well, we got some good news came out this week for Alabama red snapper fishermen. I'll share that with you in just a few minutes. Also going on right now, the Mobile Big Game Fishing Club Labor Day Tournament, an annual event in Orange Beach going on. And I was just going to say last night, this is probably some of the best conditions they've had for that I can remember. And then I wake up this morning and I'm looking at the radar, and there is a little system, a little storm system, extends all the way from Biloxi across Mobile Bay, Pensacola, pretty much, well, not quite to Panama City, but there's some pretty intense thunderstorms. They're tight, they're kind of short-lived, and maybe within a couple of hours they'll be out of there and leave it slick calm. I always like to go fishing offshore after a good hard rain. All right, well, we got some other information coming up. We're going to get a recap on last weekend's Ride the Bull Kayak Tournament. We'll be talking to our field reporter, Brendan Bayard, about that. And we got some hunting seasons opening up. Alligator season's already open. It opened this week in the eastern zone of Louisiana. West zone will open up next Wednesday. Dove season's just about a week away. Those will be kicking off the regular Louisiana hunting seasons. We'll be getting into the teal season and then archery. And before you know it, the big duck and deer seasons will be here. Well, we got more warnings from the Louisiana Department of Health regarding that flesh-eating bacteria outbreak of Vibrio vulnificus. Two more cases, both fatal this time, not from skin contact, but from eating raw Louisiana oysters. We'll have more on that coming up, too. And tonight, LSU football kicks off against Clemson at 6:30. You'll hear it on a lot of these same stations. And you're going to hear from one of the players who will be on the field, defensive tackle Jacobian Guillory. He joined us on a Bayou Wild TV episode for a Tigers in the Wild episode, catching some gorgeous red snapper, he and Ahmad Bro. And they'll share some of their goals for the upcoming season, both personal and for the LSU Tigers football team, and their adventures growing up in Louisiana in the outdoors. Well, there was also a pretty nasty incident took place off the Mississippi Gulf Coast regarding the Menhaden pogey boats working through a tarpon area. Got pretty nasty there, and if you were there or you witnessed any of that, text me what you saw. I'm getting some sporadic reports, but I'm still a little uncertain exactly what was done there. I know at least one tarpon was caught in the net, but there's reports that there were others and that there were some communication between fishermen in the boats, and The boats didn't care and went into the tarpon area and really caused some havoc. Anyway, less than 24 hours, that was all it took for four bad boys of the outdoors to abuse a new Louisiana state law that allows nighttime froggers to carry firearms. That's our Bad Boy of the Outdoors feature coming up ahead. And if you had a successful fishing or hunting trip this week, we'd like to include it along with your comments, your questions, and we'll put it with the reports from our professional captains, marina operators. And by the way, since this is the 20-year anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, what do you remember about the fishing following those immediate days? I've got a very memorable Katrina fishing story. I'll tell you mine. I'd like to hear yours. Do it by texting our message real time to the studio, 504-260-1870. Coastal Marine forecast looks like this. Northerly winds right now becoming northwesterly offshore, 8 to 15. 1 to 2 foot seas on interior lakes and bays. Those northwest winds will be blowing about 6 to 12. Got a good tide range over 2 foot again this week, but watch out for those pop-up storms. The winds and seas are always higher, and they will be numerous throughout this Labor Day weekend. All right, we're back to take a little trip down to Campos Marina in Shell Beach. We get a fishing report from St. Bernard and areas near right after this time out on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Yeah, it's one of those songs just kind of sticks in your ear all day long, singing about those Campo Marina shrimp. Let's talk to Robbie Campo. He's the owner of those shrimp. He manages them like a good boss should. Hey, Robbie, how you doing this morning?
Doing well, Don, and you?
Well, big Labor Day weekend ahead of us. Everybody got that extra day, so be prepared. If we get a little bit of good weather, the fishing should cooperate. We got good tide range. You just got to stay away from those storms.
Well, you know, Don, to give you a recap of earlier, you know, for this week here, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you know, we had north wind, northwest, northeast was Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Thursday, we got a little shot of southeast wind. Speckle trout turned on for the first part of the week. Everybody had to go fish redfish. You know, and they did very well fishing redfish up in the Biloxi Marsh and on the south side of, you know, going south, going towards, going down toward the river on Delaco side. It did very well. So there is redfish to go catch if you can't get out and go fishing trout. This morning here we have a northwesterly breeze again. It's light. It's about 3 to 4 miles an hour. But I do think that is going to increase when the sun comes up. I think it's going to pick, you know, the wind's going to pick up a little bit. My suggestion today would be fishing either up in the Biloxi Marsh or fishing the backside of the dam going down to the rocks and try to stay, you know, in the long rocks. Long rocks saved them guys' butts on Thursday. You know, it was very productive on Thursday, so hopefully today, you know, if you headed out that way, you could go out there and, you know, get on some fish. So, but there's a lot of stuff to do. And, you know, like I said, it's Labor Day weekend. You got off, you know, most people have off till Monday. So, you know, if you're coming down to St. Bernard Parish, hook the left at the bridge and come on down and see us. We got plenty of live bait in the tanks and, you know, we're ready to get you in the water and go fishing.
You know, Robbie, you and I have been preaching ever since Memorial Day about the Star Tournament. Make sure you get your ticket. And I think there was some five or six people that caught tagged reds that didn't listen to us and weren't signed up, so they lost out on trucks and boats. But, you know, I was reading the rules a couple of weeks ago, and so far, as far as I know, the truck and all the boats are still up. And it says in the rules that if no one claims that second-place prize, which is a boat, motor, and trailer, that they're going to do a drawing for it. So if somebody's going fishing today, there's still a chance they're going to catch a tagged red, because if you got a line in water, you got a chance to catch one. And if you buy your ticket, it's not like it's a waste, because you'll be entered into the drawing if nobody claims it.
Exactly. So, you know, and that's the next thing we're going to talk about is, you know, we're winding down. So it's I think it ends Monday, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
On Labor Day it ends. So September 1st, you still have some time to get that last-minute line in the water to try to catch one of these redfish, or, you know, or either get the entry and, you know, maybe you might be the lucky winner of this avid boat. So it is an avid boat, right, Don? I'm saying
yep.
that right?
That's correct.
Yeah. So, you do have a chance of winning this boat. So, you know, if you didn't have an entry, get one. I mean, it's, you know, for the couple of dollars it costs, I mean, why not? So, you know, I wouldn't leave the wharf without one.
And they still have the other categories, you know, the red snapper and the cobia, you know, speckled trout for all the different divisions, although catching a big trout this late in the summer but, I mean, you know, stranger things have happened. You got sheephead category still open and the kids division. So, this, you know, go out with a bang. It's getting ready to wrap up for the whole year. And then you got to wait till next Memorial Day.
That's right. Yeah. So, you know, so if you didn't do it, get it done and get entered. And you might just be the guy who gets the boat. Who knows? Or you might be the guy that catches the redfish. Who knows? I mean, you throw that line in the water. There's no telling what's going to happen. So, you know, just do it. So,
Robbie, any teal reports from you guys out in the Biloxi Marsh? Anybody coming back saying they saw a few?
My son Zach told me he saw about a band about maybe 15 right near Shell Beach here. That's mm-hmm. the only ones that I've heard so far. Now, over here. I did hear some over on the closer to the river, blue wings, over towards the, you know, like around the Point Lahash area. Mm-hmm. I heard of some over there. I'm not going to say in big numbers, but some teal are there. So, but you know how teal are, Don. You could have none the day before, and the day of the season, they like bees. You know what I mean? So, I mean, they do migrate at this time of the year, and you know, and now that we're getting these little bitty fronts, you know, it's not a much of a front, but I think that migration is going to, is starting. So we should have some. So hopefully these guys, that opens, what, September
20th?
It's like 20th this year.
Yeah, we still got 3 weeks because it's a shortened season this year. So there's still some time, and it's better to have it later in September than earlier because the chance of more fronts coming. But the other thing you risk is, some influx from tropical storm or depression coming in and destroying what is probably one of the best vegetation seasons we've had, because, I mean, it should be a really lush marsh out there. And, you know, one thing I've discovered about hunting that Biloxi Marsh for teal, there's it's a weed. It's called tickweed. And if you find that stuff, you're going to find the teal. It looks like almost like a broccoli stalk. It's got a seed head. It makes tiny little seeds. I mean, each seed is no bigger than a piece of pepper, and they're black. And when they fall, they float on the water, which means the teal, which is a small bird, you know, it can't dive deep to feed. It has to feed kind of on the surface. And it loves that tickweed. And if you can find that tickweed, you're going to find teal.
Exactly. You know, Don, it has been for so many years that, you know, the Biloxi Marsh is such a hit and a miss for the, you know, and I know people that go out there and just, you know, strike out, and I know some people that go out there and do very well. So, you know, again, tickweed is one of the main sources of food that these birds like to eat. And you know, and if you could find that stuff in a shallow pond or around a shallow pond, you're the ace in the hole that day.
You're in business. So, but tickweed doesn't last long. By the time the regular duck season, it's usually dead and gone. So it's a good crop to have for teal season. But here's another tip. Bring your rod and reel. Make it a casting blast. Go out there early. If you don't see any teal, you know, you might be done by 7:30. You still got the whole morning to fish.
Absolutely. But if you're coming down this morning, hook the left at the bridge and come on down and see us here. And Don, you know what? Look, we're going to keep our fingers crossed that we don't get any of these tropical storms this year or any hurricanes. You know, we did the big Katrina Memorial here yesterday. We had Governor Jeff Landry came down yesterday. They had a big to-do on the end of the road here. It was very nice. It was all every politician that you could think of in St. Louis Parish just about was here, along with many others from the state representatives is here. It was really nice to see, you know, everybody come down here and for this 20-year thing for Katrina. I would really like to forget about it because I know what the devastation was and, you know, involved
yes,
in it.
Indeed.
But I tell you, it was really nice, and you know, and it was you know, they threw the wreath in the water and everything. But I tell you, I would really just like to forget about it. But you know, it's one of those things, Don. This time of the year, expect the unexpected. So we'll just keep our fingers crossed that we don't get any of that stuff.
Life goes on, Robbie. Thanks for the report. As always, we will talk with you next week.
Yes, sir. Talk to you next Saturday. Bye-bye.
There he goes. That's Robbie Campo down at Campo's Marina. All right, we come back after this. Red snapper news. Really good news for Alabama fishermen. Also, we got the latest updates on where Alabama and Louisiana stand on their quotas. We'll be back to share that information with you right after this pause on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Radio Network. I want to wish good luck to the participants in today's 58th annual Mobile Big Game Fishing Club Labor Day Tournament. I'll be wrapping up down there. The awards will be given out on Monday, and actually be Sunday, be tomorrow. They'll give the awards. The fishing's going to be continue through today, and this is one of the big ones. This is where they fish for the big money and the big fish, and you might want to take a ride down there if you're not doing anything, and check it all out. Fishing will end today, awards tomorrow at the Mobile Big Game Club's annual Labor Day Tournament. Got some good news for Alabama's red snapper fishermen this week. Effective yesterday, the Alabama Department of Conservation and Natural Resources announced that the red snapper season is now going to be open 7 days a week, where before it was just extended weekends. And it will be open for 7 days a week until the total quota is reached, which their quota was 664,000 and some change in poundage. According to Chris Blankenship, the ADCNR commissioner, he said, we've had a good red snapper season so far this year, and he's been blessed with several great fishing trips with family and friends. In examining the pounds harvested so far this year, and the quota that is remaining, we are expanding red snapper season to 7 days a week, effective immediately. And I'm glad we can add more access to this great fishery through the fall. So that went into effect yesterday. So as of right now, instead of just on weekends, Alabama anglers can catch red snapper and keep them 7 days a week until that total quota is reached. They reported their latest statistics show that there was 443,000 and some change that had been caught so far, which represents only about 67% of their total. So there's a lot of red snapper in Alabama to be caught, and some good time to do it. Now, for Louisiana red snapper, they also, the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, has updated their Loch Creel numbers. This is the real-time landings data. It's not exactly real times, but pretty close. And this was through the 17th. It indicated that Louisiana had caught 720,127 pounds. That represents about 81% of the total allocation of 894,955. Now, judging with fishing starting to fall off a little bit, right after this Labor Day is going to take a toll on red snapper in Louisiana, I can tell you that. So that will eat up some of that allocation. But I'm going to estimate that there's probably between 30 and maybe extended 45 days left, depending on weather conditions and angler effort. So I'm thinking you've got probably till late September, early October, and then they will announce that they estimate that the total quota has been reached, which was nearly 900,000 pounds of red snapper. It's been a very good red snapper season. If you haven't got any, get you some. I think I may be cooking some of those this weekend, by the way. All right, we're going to take a time out. We come up, I'm going to tell you about what's coming up on Bayou Wild TV and an interview that you're going to hear that's related to that a little bit later on in this show. And also an update on Vibrio vulnificus, that flesh-eating bacteria, been very problematic on the Gulf Coast this year. We'll be back to share that info with you and your text at 504-260-1870. You got a Katrina, post-Katrina fishing story you want to share? Love to hear it. That's 504-260-1870. We're back right after this. I want to give you a little preview, those of you who are regular watchers of Bayou Wild Television. That's our 30-minute show that airs across the state and really on YouTube, and you can watch it anywhere in the nation. This week's feature is entitled Tank on Snapper. We've got Tigers in the Wild episode, two LSU tackles, Jacoby and Guillory, and Ahmad Bro, out there wrangling with some big red snapper. Now, look, when you watch this feature and you think you struggle catching a snapper from down deep, and you watch these big guys, Jacobian is probably close to 300 pounds. And, I mean, these guys are in shape. They work out. They're at the prime of their life. And, look, they're struggling to get those snapper up. Jacobian's a really big guy. Ahmad Bro, for a lineman, he struck me as being a little bit on the light side. I think he's probably more of a rusher-type lineman, putting pressure on the quarterback rather than shoving the offensive lineman around and stopping the runs. But, anyway, you got those two guys, very nice guys, and a really good sportsman, and you're going to hear an interview we did with Jacobian a little bit later on the show. But watch it this week. If you can't pick it up on any of our stations in Lafayette and Lake Charles and New Orleans and Baton Rouge, you can always catch it on YouTube. Just go to the BayouWildTV.com YouTube page, and you can catch the shows there. You can actually kind of binge out on them if you like. All right, and let's see, I'm going to talk about Vibrio. We'll do that when we come back from the break. And also looking for some good post-Katrina fishing stories, some little tales of what you found the fishing to be post-Katrina 20 years ago now. We'll be back to do that, but first we got to pause a quick 10 seconds for our local stations to identify themselves on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque radio network. All right, Vibrio update. We've been telling you this year that it exists in brackish and salt waters each and every year. It's nothing new. But this year it's particularly prevalent in the Gulf Coast, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida. People have contracted infections as of last week. The week before last, there were three more cases added, making a total of 20. There were four deaths. This week there were two more cases. Both of these were fatal, making it, by my calculation, six people dying. This one was not from the traditional type of infection where someone gets a puncture from a hook or a fin from a fish or a wire from a crab trap or some kind of way there's an abrasion and the bacteria enters into the bloodstream through a break in the skin. The other way you can contract Vibrio is through eating uncooked raw seafood, and it was traced back that these were two cases. One was here in Louisiana, the other one was out of state, but they were both spread by oysters that were harvested from Louisiana. Now, I don't want to spread the alarm and say completely don't eat raw oysters. If you have a compromised immune system, definitely do not eat them. If you have any concern about your health and whether you would be able to fend off an infection of bacteria, stay away from raw oysters. Now, cooking oysters in any fashion, fried, grilled, baked, gumbo, if you cook that oyster, there's no chance that you're going to get the bacteria. The chance does exist, though, in raw seafood, and that would be any seafood. If you're eating fish raw, which some people do, you could contract this Vibrio vulnificus, and it can be fatal, and in these two particular cases it was. So we'll continue to update it throughout the season. Looks like Louisiana probably leads the Gulf Coast in the number of contaminations, the cases that we've had, and then Mississippi and Alabama and Florida has also had a few too. All right, so let's get to the text message board. Let's see. First up, this one says, a frosty. Yes. Wow, frosty. A frosty morning on Labor Day. Wouldn't I love to have that? This is a good morning from Ohio. They got a frost in August. That's what they moved to anyway. OSU plays Texas today and then Twice Church tomorrow. Good luck with Texas. That's all I can tell you there. The weekend is shot. Men aren't worth nothing during football season. Well, it's been said men ain't worth doing nothing during hunting season, too. And so if they hunt and watch football, what are they worth then? I know a few women aren't worth nothing during football season, too. Anyway, it says God bless y'all and happy Katrina Day. Happy because we made it through and we were okay. Thank you for that text. Now, here's one wishing us well and enjoying the program. Thanks for that. Here's one says, sink the pogey boats. This is from a Mississippi listener. You know, I talked about that incident. The details are still a little sketchy, but there was a conflict between several tarpon boats that were fishing recreationally and some Menhaden boats off the Mississippi coast that, even though they were radioed, and this is information I'm getting second or third hand, and told, look, they're tarpon in this area. They continued to fish. They ended up catching at least one in the nets. I don't know whether it was released alive, but another conflict between Menhaden boats. They said it just totally shut down the tarpon, and of course, it doesn't take much to do that. And you start running boats with nets, and you know, a mothership and boats circling it with nets. That's not conducive to catching tarpon in those conditions. Anyway, if you got any details, if you were there and an eyewitness, please text me. All right, got a report from Wingbone in Wilmer, Alabama. He's got a little bit of a light rain up there. And, yeah, in the south of you, you got a little bit of a heavy rain. Got the backstrap stacker checking in from Mobile. He's going to do some football watching today. Tractor work can wait till next weekend. Really loving this lower humidity. Yeah, it was very noticeable. There was lower humidity, particularly if you were north of the I-12, I-10 line. I really enjoyed it this week and hope we get more of it. By the way, backstrap stacker and all you plot makers out there, how are your deer food plots doing? I know it's been hit or miss on the rain. Dixie Ranch probably got 5 inches yesterday morning, and then other places right near got, you know, maybe 0.02 inch. It's been sporadic. How is your food plot looking? If you got one going, let me know, 504-260-1870. Got some more questions, and we will be back to address those. But first, we're going to take this quick commercial pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And do you have a post-Katrina fishing story? I'll tell you my post-Katrina fishing story. It was several, maybe a couple of weeks after all of the mess had finally kind of settled down. And, you know, a lot of people, nobody was fishing. The marinas were shut down. Everybody was trying to get their lives back in place. Well, after a few weeks, we had just had enough of us. And there was a group of us decided we were going to go fishing. Fortunately, because of where I live on the North Shore, I didn't get flooded out. I had all my fishing equipment, probably, I don't know, 25, 30 fishing rods, all the tackle, bait that I'll never even get a chance to use, all of that stuff in my studio. And my friends, Captain Deagle Hagen, Captain Hill Wagoner, Captain Dudley Vandenborn, pretty much got wiped out on all that tackle. They lost everything. They had nothing. Somebody's boat was sail. I think it might have been Dudley's boat. And we decided we were going to spend a day fishing in Lake Pontchartrain. If you remember, for weeks, we had a big drought after Hurricane Katrina. It was hot, got up into the high 90s almost every day. Well, I loaned everybody my fishing tackle. I was the only one that had tackle, put it on the boat, went out in the Lake Pontchartrain, and it was incredible. That storm surge that brought all that salt water in, brought in bait. There were birds working. There were fish on the surface. There were fish on the bottom. It was about every species you could count. There were drum. There were redfish. There were speckled trout. There were white trout. There was flounder. And we just maul dragged them. I mean, we had one hell of a day out there fishing. And it was so good to be able to get back on the water after not fishing for so many weeks. And I'll never forget that trip, the first trip after Katrina. And I remember the words of Captain Barry Brechtel, who has since passed on, and he said, you know, as long as the fish are there, the fishermen will be there. And he was certainly right about that. All right, if you got a Katrina fishing story, love to hear it. We're hearing from Butch. He's the bridge tender down there. He said he's seeing some offshore lightning. Anything on radar? Closest thing to you, Butch, I see is way out by Chandelier, but could be some popping up because this is going to be a weekend of pop-up storms. Here's our friend David in Alabama. He had a great conversation with the Wingbone yesterday, and they talked about the turkey calls, the West Indies salad, and the stuffed melaton. Yeah, that's some great dishes. He's got a great recipe idea. Well, why don't you share it with us, David, when you get it? He also got to see his alma mater, University of South Alabama, captured a live gator in the campus ponds just a few miles from the house. It reminds you nature is everywhere. Hope everyone stays safe and go LSU Tigers. That's David. He's kind of behind enemy lines. He's an Alabama, he's South Alabama graduate, lives in Mobile, and a big LSU fan. LSU fans are everywhere. And there's no reason why you can't be more fan than just one team. I mean, you know, I really like Alabama as well as I do. No, not quite as much. If the two play, I'm going with LSU. But I like to see Alabama have good seasons, too. All right, here's one says, I got 2.5 inches of rain at the Reconso Ranch yesterday in North Hammond. The pea patch is looking good. That's from old man Sam. Yeah, those peas are for him. I thought they were for deer, but he cleared that up. We got Dave and Bruce checking in from Happy Jack. He wants to find out where the fish are over there. I will get Ryan Lambert to try to give you a little report. I think he's doing most of it, though, on the east side of the river rather than the west. West side fishing because of coastal erosion has really gotten tough over there. By the way, they're calling him now the Catfish Hunter. Wasn't that a pitcher's name? Catfish Hunter? Yeah, I think he pitched for the Oakland A's. Had a big old handlebar mustache, as I remember. All right, here's one says, please speak to the Lake Pontchartrain on west side. Fishing as the result of the Roseland, Louisiana runoff, possible polluting Lake Pontchartrain. Yeah, that's certainly a possibility. You know, by the time that water gets into Pontchartrain, it's going to be well diluted. But that's not to say there couldn't be some toxins make it there. They've got booms set up on the river. They're trying to capture as much as they can, but I'm sure some of it's going to get through, and it's going to require some testing. But I certainly would be very wary of eating anything that came out of the river up there. But even down around where it flows into Lake Pontchartrain, they probably have to get some tests done on that before they can clear it up. Here's a Katrina fishing story. Here's one of our listeners ended up with friends of friends for a day in Galveston while they cried watching the footage of the levees breaking. Me and the kids caught a mess of specks in the boat slip, cooked up a proper New Orleans breakfast the next morning, and dried more than just a few tears. Yeah, that's from one of the many people that watched from afar during the evacuation. Here's one that says, the Lake Hermitage Volunteer Fire Department Fishing Rodeo is this weekend. All right, well, I don't know anything about it. Nobody sent me anything. And, you know, if you need to get your rodeo publicized, you'd like it, just send me the information. Go to my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. Look for the contact button and send it to me. I mean, I've got things coming up in October 3rd, the Home Builders Association is having a tournament at Wrigley's Marina. Venetian Isles is having their fishing rodeo October 10th through 12th. I got another one down in St. Bernard. And I've had these for a long time. So do it well in advance. The earlier you can get me the information, the better. And I'll try to work it in on our schedule. All right. Here's one. Says, Deb, listen to us in Florida, the news chick. She's headed to Sanibel Island today. Not fishing, though. Some young ladies from Florida Gulf Coast University and I are going to spend the day on the island just because it's fun. We'll have a great time, Deb. Here's one says, my flag is still MIA. This is painful, Captain Robin. He's talking about that flag over there in Burris at the ballpark. I don't know what happened to it, and I don't know when it's going to come back. All we can do is hang in there and wait. Backstrap Stacker says it's really wet at his place. The dove fields look good right now. October's always dry. We've started planting deer plots later to avoid the October droughts. Makes good sense. All right, that's pretty much catching up on our text message. If you got one, 504-260-1870. Coming back after this, we got a Grand Isle report for you with Captain Darrell Carpenter. He is next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And let's check in with Captain Darrell Carpenter, realscreamers.com. Get us a Grand Isle area fishing report. Darrell, how's the fishing been down there?
Don, it's been a little slow, both people and fish-wise. I mean, you know, it's just kind of been a little bit of a ghost town around Grand Isle for the past week. And as far as the fishing goes, there's been, you know, the backside of the island is full of a bunch of your bait, including the plastic, because part of those is also the ladyfish. My Lord, did the ladyfish have a spawn this year, and they are everywhere. The front side's kind of been the same story. You've got more keeper fish, better stuff on the beach, which the way this little north and northwest breeze is starting to blow is probably going to be your best option today. But between the jack crevalles, the, you know, the ladyfish, all the trash fish, it's just been horrendous as far as, you know, keeping you occupied. Now, you're going to do a lot of catching. You're going to do a lot of catching. It might not be what you want. But, I mean, Don, it's been the same thing as always. Look, plenty of bull reds still left. Everybody's complaining there's bull reds everywhere. Bull reds, bull reds. There's been some keeper reds mixed in with them, especially on that beach around those rock jetties and stuff. But, you know, we're still able to put together a little box of fish. It's just, we're not beating our chest and crowing real loud right now.
Darryl, do you have any use at all for ladyfish? I mean, look, that would be a fly fisherman's dream because they all, some people call them the poor man's tarpon. I mean, they put on an acrobatic show when you catch them. But as far as a food fish for humans, not much. Any use at all? Do you give them the crabbers? What do you do with them?
Yes. Yeah, crab bait. Crab bait is the number one thing. I mean, they're about as good as speckled trout whenever you put them in a crab trap. They're so slimy and oily.
Yeah. You know, the ladyfish is the one fish that gave me the most serious hook injury I ever had. We were fishing topwater trout, and we thought what we thought was a school of trout on top ended up being ladyfish, and I threw a big top dog out there, probably 50 yards, and ladyfish hit it and started to fight, and all of a sudden just stopped, and it was floating on top of the water. When I got to it, the front hooks of the bait were in its mouth, the back hooks were in its tail, and it was hooked together in a circle and couldn't move. Well, guess what? Me unthinking, when I popped the hook out of one of the, you know, to free it, it came to life in my hand with a mirror lure, you know, with a top dog. And when the battle ended, the fish was gone, and I had a top dog hooked through my finger. But, yeah, that was my experience with a ladyfish. But I tell you what, if you get a fly fisherman out there, you can have a lot of fun with those ladyfish.
Yeah. And look, Don, I mean, if I don't know how hard Alzheimer's is going to hit any one of us in the older day, in the days, but I've been listening to the show. Man, we fished 10 days after Katrina. I remember all the dead cows floating in the Gulf. I remember the refrigerators, the propane tanks, everything floating in the Gulf. Yeah. But I don't care how hard Alzheimer's hits us. I will remember that we came, during that fishing trip, we came across a pod of 5 whale sharks altogether. And it just, I mean, as far as I was concerned, the trip was over. I just sat there with my jaw wide open. And unfortunately, that was before cell phones or these smartphones were real popular. So there's not a lot, you know, I don't have any pictures of it. But yeah, my God, that was the most beautiful sight I'd ever seen.
Well, I've got some of those pictures that are in my mind only. No pictures because there wasn't a cell phone available, an iPhone or a camera. But, yeah, those storms have a way of bringing in just unusual things, you know, storm minnows and fish that you never see and whale sharks and stuff like that. When those big surges come like that, there's no telling what you can see.
You know what else is most memorable about that trip to me? Was after about 15, now these whale sharks had tuna all around, and we were losing every topwater we had because we were catching tuna on topwater. And like I said, I'm just amazed and looking down the gullet of a whale shark. And the customer walked up to me and tapped me and said, "Hey, Captain, this is supposed to be a snapper trip." Had no concept whatsoever as to what he was doing. No concept.
You know, I hate it when trips like that are wasted on people, you know. It's incredible. Sometimes the most incredible things happen, and it's a rookie fisherman, and they have no idea of how rare or an opportunity that they've got. It's a shame. Well, Darryl, give us your number real quick. Somebody wants to get a hold of you and create some of those memories down there.
225-937-6288.
And realscreamers.com will take you to the website.
Yep, and I've got people standing here looking at me, waiting for me to count shrimp. So I guess that's what we're going to do.
Go get them, Darryl. Watch out for the ladyfish. There he goes, Darryl Carpenter. All right, well, when we come back, you're going to hear from Jacobian Guillory. You might have remembered him on an earlier Bayou Wild episode. We took him on a bow fishing trip, which he was pretty good. He got pretty skilled after a few misses, and he made a couple of hits. Had a good time, but he was really working it hard on those big red snapper. You'll see him on Bayou Wild episode called Tank on Snapper, and you'll hear from him and also Ahmad Bro, another teammate. He was there on the feature too. All right, that, and we got more fishing reports coming up. Brendan Bayard, Mike Gallo, Ryan Lambert, and your text messages at 504-260-1870. More of the outdoors after this. Welcome into hour number two of our Labor Day weekend show. We're telling Katrina fishing stories. We're talking about bad boys who it only took them 24 hours when a law went into effect for them to abuse it. We'll tell you about their story. We also got fishing reports from guys like Captain Mike Gallo, Brendan Bayard with a paddler's report, and Captain Ryan Lambert with Cajun Fishing Adventures. But right now we've got a preview of Tigers in the Wild, and this preview is presented by Sunshine Equipment, your hometown John Deere dealer. Here's Jacoby and Guillory.
Well, we're back again for another episode of Tigers in the Wild. Tales from the Gator, presented by John Deere at Sunshine. So, Jacobian, tell me a little bit about our trip. I mean, you talked to me about getting a chance to go out in the Gulf and do some offshore fishing. We finally got to make that happen. A little bit of a rough ride on the Kemosabe.
Yeah.
But, you know, the Rainey family did a good job. They took us out there. Mm-hmm. They put us on those fish instantly. We caught it. We got our limits.
Yeah.
So that was really a successful trip. Mm-hmm. Tell me about the experience and what you thought about it.
Oh man, it was literally like, I didn't know what to expect, but we caught a lot of fish and it was a wonderful, like it was a wonderful time, and the fish were biting. And then I realized like it was a fight. So getting into some of those fights with some of those fishes, they were pretty heavy. I think we caught like, it was some pretty heavy fish we were catching. So getting into like real intense battles with those fishes, like I've never been in a part of them like that. So being a part of something like that, it was real cool.
So you're a vet of Tigers in the Wild. You got a chance to come on a second trip.
Yes, sir.
We went out and did some garfish. How would you compare fishing in the marsh, catching monster garfish, to getting out into the Gulf and catching big red snapper?
I still think that the garfish was a little harder because shooting the bow was real. Like, it was a little harder, just a little bit. But I think I did enjoy the red snapper fishing a little bit more than garfisher, I'd say.
I saw you guys seem to kind of get a nice surprise with the physicality of bringing up, I mean, what did we catch? 25-inch, I mean, some really, really 15-pound, 16, 18-pound class of snapper. You guys, tell me about what it felt like to lock up with a bigger fish like that.
It was really, it was really a fight. I wasn't expecting that. I didn't know fish could really fight that hard. And then when I pulled it up, just seeing them, they were that big. Man, it was, and then like afterwards, you filleted them and everything, it was some real good food. My girlfriend, she did make some good red snapper. She put it on the grill and it was really good.
That's it. I saw a few things that I've never seen on a snapper trip. You really put the tackle and the gear to the test. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about the two rods that we had to sacrifice.
Yeah, man. So I guess I was fighting a little bit too much and a couple of them broke, but it was nice once everyone told me like what I was doing wrong and I got it all right. And then after that, it was smooth sailing.
Well, you are a powerful man because I have never seen a Pen 5000 snap from the base. Oh, when you twisted that thing and it snapped right off, I saw the look on your face.
I'm just glad we brought a lot of reels.
We definitely had backup. Mm-hmm. How is it to have Coach Kyle Williams back in Baton Rouge, an LSU legend? I mean, a guy that's just had a decorated NFL career. What would he say about you going out and getting out in the Gulf catching?
He'll be proud, especially me and Ahmad catching as many fish as we could. Like, he'll definitely be proud. We showed him, we got a chance to show him how many fish we caught. The footage is crazy, but like, it was like, he'll be really proud to know that we caught all those fish.
Well, Jacobian, you're no stranger to adversity. Mm-hmm. You're a six-year senior?
Yeah.
Six-year senior, came back, and you're overcoming some adversities to get back on the field. You know, last season didn't quite end the way you guys wanted. What could Tiger fans expect going into the next season?
Well, with that being said, like, it just didn't go out of how I planned because I didn't play the whole season. I tore my Achilles the second game.
Yeah.
And I think with this season, like, ahead of us, we feel like we can be national champions this year. And I truly believe that because of the quarterback that we have, the offense we have, the defense we have, the coaches that we have.
Yeah.
And just from the bottom to the top, I think we're gonna just be a better group than we were last year.
Who would you say is the most improved position group on the field that you've seen?
I think as a whole team, honestly, every position group took from the top to the bottom has just improved. Now I've got a chance to watch that over the years, and I truly believe that.
Yeah. How's it feel to be the veteran and a leader and somebody that's going to be counted on?
It feels like it's a full circle moment. I feel like I've been put in these adversities for a reason. And I was just like, this is the true test.
Good. Well, we certainly appreciate you coming back. Mm-hmm. We loved having you. And certainly hope you tell all your teammates how great Tigers in the Wild was. And
yes, sir.
Yeah, we certainly wish you the best in the upcoming season.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Go Tigers.
Yes, sir. Go Tigers.
Yeah.
All right. That is our co-host of Tigers in the Wild, Lance Burgess, interviewing Jacobian Guillory, one of the leaders that you'll see tonight on the field with LSU, talking about a great snapper trip he had. If you want to watch the video and watch him break off that pin reel, go to BayouWildTV.com. You can find all the stations, where we air, when we air. And if nothing else, you can always catch it on YouTube. That's Tigers in the Wild. We're in season 4 right now. All right, coming back after this, Captain Mike Gallo joins us. We got a fishing report coming from his neck of the woods, Lake Pontchartrain, Lake Catherine, Lake Bourne, Biloxi Marsh, all the Mr. Go, all those areas there. And he can update you on where the fish are and what they're biting on. He is next for you. He's coming up on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. You know, when you're out in the water and you see one of those big, beautiful, bright yellow boats headed out, there's a good chance that's one of the sea tow captains headed out to serve one of their customers, because day by day, they're out there getting free tow-ins, they're doing 24/7 expert service, fuel delivery, jump starts, whatever it needs to get their customers back to the dock. It's really peace of mind, and that's because they're members. They've signed up by calling Captain Chris at 504-301-4545, or you can do it very easily online. Just go to CETO.com. You'll have a CETO membership for $249 for an entire year. You can renew it after that and continue to have that peace of mind and service wherever you need it, whenever you need it on the water. Let's talk to Captain Mike Gallo. His features are presentation of CETO, and he updates us weekly on what's happening in his area. And Mike, how'd your week go, and what's the prospects for this long Labor Day weekend looking like?
Well, Don, we had a pretty productive week. The weather was a bit of a challenge, but on the times that we did get out, we caught fish in some of the deeper passes in the local area. Live shrimp on a drop shot always works well. Other trips, we were able to get to the exterior of the Biloxi Marsh, fish along the outside. We fish current lines with popping corks with the imitation shrimp below the cork. Of course, we had weed through a bunch of small fish. There's white trout, there's ladyfish, but there's also keeper trout mixed in with them. So it was kind of business as usual for this time of year. Today, with the rain chances and yesterday's rain chances, we decided to reschedule. My customers were driving in from Kentucky. We made this decision on Wednesday. They were scheduled to fish with me yesterday and today. So we're going to push them into December. They've been fishing with me for quite a few years. So it just didn't work out for us weather-wise, but we'll get another opportunity.
Mike, this is the time of the year when we run into a lot of those undesirables, you know, the hardheads, the gaff tops, the ladyfish, they kind of mix in. When you get into that situation in there, but you know there are speckled trout and maybe some white trout in the area, what do you do to try to avoid the trash fish? Is there anything you can do? Maybe switch over to plastics and hope that you'll catch more of the predator fish on those than you will the trash fish?
I'll switch over to plastics. That's one thing. And I'll adjust the depth of the cork. You know, sometimes the bigger fish are a little bit deeper down. You might be 4 to 5 feet below a cork or even just tight line plastics. And you just kind of, you know, I think of it as doing my math. If I catch 10 fish and 5 of them are undesirable and 3 of them are undersized and 2 of them go in the box, it depends on how late in the day and what's been happening ahead of me. You know, if I've already got 10 in the box and it's only 7 o'clock, I might want to move. But if I've only got 2 in the box and I've caught 2 out of 10, then I might want to sit it out for a while. So you just kind of make a decision, stick with it, try to find a similar area, and hopefully you don't find as many of those undesirables in that area.
Mike, can you remember your first post-Katrina fishing trip?
I was back in business taking a client on October the 4th. And I do remember it. There's a set of rocks just southwest of Chef Pass along the shoreline of Lake Bourne. And I circled those rocks every day for probably 3 or 4 weeks. And we would catch 40 to 60 trout, handful of redfish, and a handful of black drum. And we did this all with plastics. I remember telling Dudley, you know, where I was catching fish, and he's like, those rocks? That's a community hole. Well, it really is a community hole, but there was no community fishing it. So there was good numbers of fish there. And I think I went to that one spot for 3 weeks in a row and did very well.
Yeah, fishing was excellent post-Katrina. And, of course, you didn't have the competition. A lot of people didn't have their boats, didn't know where they were, didn't have equipment, and were trying to get their lives back together again. Well, you bounced back pretty quick, and you found a similar trip, many trips as to what I did, and found the fishing really good after that. Well, Mike, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, let's see. We got your website is aaofla.com. If they are on my site, they'll find you and get a link. Tell them what the phone number is if they want to give you a call.
Well, Don, one thing I want to share with you, I have a news break for you.
Oh, great. We love to break news stories.
CETO is offering 15 months for the cost of a year's service. So you can get 3 free months. All you have to do is log on and use promo code SELA15 at the checkout. This is an ad that's going to show up in Martian Bayou magazine. I was speaking with Christian recently, and he said, yeah, share that with Don Dubuque's listeners. You guys are all deserving of 3 free months. So you can't beat that. 3 more months of peace of mind for the cost of 12.
And you heard it first right here on the Outdoor Show. That's SELA, S-E-L-A 15, and you get the 15 months for the price of 12.
That's correct. And you can reach me. You can find me on DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. You can find me at my website, which is AAofLA.com. We're on social media at Angling Adventures of Louisiana. Or you can call me at 985-781-7811.
Always great to talk to Mike. And, of course, that's CETO.com is where you go in to get signed up. Thank you, Mike, for everything. We really appreciate it. Have a great day out there, and we'll catch up with you next time.
Thank you, Don. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. There he goes, Captain Mike Gallo. Last week he was in Texoma catching striped bass. All right. We come back after this. It's time for the Paddler's Report. Brendan Bayard joins us to tell us what's going on in the world of kayaking. He's next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And our Paddler's Report is produced and sponsored by No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Drive. They're your local fly shop specialist, plus some of the latest gear, fishing tackle you'll use in the local area, paddle sports equipment, kayaks, and they also offer fly tying and fly fishing classes. They open up 10 a.m. today. Go visit Justin at No Wake Outdoors, 1926 Airline Drive in Metairie. Brendan Bayard joins us with the Paddler's Report. And, Brendan, if you could, give us a quick recap of how Ride the Bull went last weekend.
Yeah, Don, we had 261 anglers sign up, so still by far the biggest kayak tournament in the world. Patrick Hoffman won the event with about a 30-pound redfish. The fishing was a little bit slow. There was about 20 bull reds caught and weighed. You know, it just depends on when that fallen tide really starts. And it just kind of came a little bit too late in the day for it to really have the big numbers. So, you know, it's a little bit tide dependent sometimes. And that was the case this year. But the people who grinded it out found the fish and took home the prizes. So congrats to Patrick again. And he won the biggest kayak fishing tournament in the world.
Yeah, 30-pounder, that's a very respectable fish. Well, what's this Labor Day weekend looking for somebody with a kayak wants to get out and do some fishing or crabbing?
Yeah, the coast is still where it's going on. You know, you got a lot of crabs all along the coast, you know, all along those canals that are near the coast. If you want to bring the family, this is the perfect time to go down to the beach. You know, Elmer's has that little shuttle service where you can get in those little gators and just get dropped off all along the coast right there towards the pass. Just go out there with your dip nets and set your lines, and you'll catch a lot of crabs. You know, trout are biting in the morning with your popping corks, and, you know, you can catch redfish in the marsh, all the usual suspects. We got some guys preparing for the Redfish Rumble in a couple of weeks at Point of Shin, and they've been catching a lot of flounder, pre-fishing for that. So it's the flounder are moving in, so that's always a fun table fare to bring home and cook. One of my favorites, certainly. And then out west in Big Lake, all along that ship channel, the fish are right there. So if you fish West Cove or Joe's Cove, that kind of area, those fish are in that kind of ship channel area along Big Lake.
A lot of options. Look, later this month over in Mobile, that Five Rivers Kayak Slam event, how does that work and where can people find out more to get signed up?
The MBKFA has a Facebook page, and you can sign up for the event on over there. And that's at the end of the month. It'll be a slam tournament. You can fish anywhere in Alabama waters. I usually go over there, take my son. We have a great time. A lot of big trout get caught over there. I think last year I had like a 22-inch trout for part of my slam. One guy caught a 26-inch trout. So you never know what you're going to catch when you go over there. So that's kind of why I take my pilgrimage yearly.
Where is the weigh-in held?
The weigh-in is at the Five Rivers Building, which is over there on the causeway right north of I-10 right there. There's a big facility that's kind of like a wildlife and fisheries facility up there on the rivers, Five Rivers Delta. Great facility, and they have the weigh-in there every year with hot dogs, hamburgers, cookout, and weigh your fish.
Yeah, I'll have to check that out. Well, Brendan, anything else before you go?
No, man, it's, you know, three-day weekend. It's nice to have and get out there and fish and take advantage of what Mother Nature gives you. It's going to be a good one.
Got it. Brendan, thanks so much for the information. We always appreciate it.
All right. Take care, Don.
All right. There he goes, Brendan Bayard, one of our field reporters for the kayak or paddler's report. All right, we come back after this. Yeah, it only took 24 hours for a new law to go into effect before somebody, four guys, actually abused it. And they are our bad boys of the outdoors. Their tale is next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, taking a look at our text message board. We've got someone looking, wanting to know about places that rent boats. I'm sorry, I can't help you. There used to be a couple places that did. I don't know whether it's because of insurance purposes, but I don't know of anyone that rents boats at this time. But I'll put it out for the listeners, and if someone knows of a boat rental place, please text me at 504-260-1870. Now, there was an operation called the Freedom Boat Club, and you would buy a membership, and the membership would get you the use of a boat wherever you wanted it. In other words, they had certain marinas where they kept these boats. Most of them were pontoon party boats, but they did have flat boats and bay boats, and you just reserved it and under your club membership cost. But I don't know if that took off or if it went away, but you might look into Freedom Boat Club was the name of it. All right, we're going to take a quick station identification pause, and then it's time for everybody's favorite, the bad boys of the outdoors. I got four of them to talk about. We'll do it right after we let our local stations tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. On August 1st, the Louisiana law allowing nighttime froggers for the first time ever to carry firearms went into effect. Well, it only took less than 24 hours for the first abuse of the law when on August 2nd, Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fishery Enforcement agents Senior Agent Dustin Barton and Sergeant Joshua DiBenedetto got a tip about dead alligators floating in the north end of Saline Lake. Agents arrived on the scene and observed the dead gators in the water with bullet wounds in their heads, and some of the tails were removed. During their investigation, the agents learned that four subjects were out frogging in the early mornings of August 1st, the same day the new law went into effect on Saline Lake in Wynn Parish, when in addition to any bullfrogs they might have caught, they shot and killed eight alligators. cited for 8 counts each of taking or possessing alligators during close season, facing a criminal fine of up to $950 plus a possible 120 days in jail and a civil restitution payback for the value of the gators in the amount of $3,006. Our 19-year-old Brenton Carpenter and 23-year-old Trayton Trawick, both of Winfield, 18-year-old Sawyer Watkins of Jonesboro, and an unidentified due to his age of 17, are bad boys of the outdoors. Yeah, it didn't take them long. They had a gun with them out frogging. They decided, well, let's just go ahead and shoot some of these alligators and cut the tails off. Well, that don't work, and they're going to pay the price. All right, getting back to our text message machine. Let's see. We have one that says, I was in Whittier, Alaska, and Seto was there also. Yeah, Seto is nationwide, and I've been to Whittier several times. Boy, what a wonderful place that is. I didn't go to that particular spot to fish. That was where the glacier tour boats embarked and took you all across the Gulf of Alaska, and there were whales to be seen, puffers, which is a puffins, which is a kind of the state bird of Alaska. It's a weird, almost a toucan-looking bird that's a seabird, and lots of other seabirds all out there. You can see the fish that are there, the salmon fishermen. The glaciers are incredible. You actually get to stop there and actually watch some of it break, and sounds like thunder when some of it goes off. It's a very interesting place. Whittier, Alaska. Been to Alaska 17 times. Hopefully I'll make it another trip back there. All right, here's one that says, Don, what are your good and bad memories of Hurricane Katrina? Whew, how many hours you have? Well, I'm going to try to sum it up as succinctly as I can. During the Katrina, I was called into emergency broadcast duty. And in doing that, not only was I covering it, I was also living it. And what I witnessed personally was destruction of property, death, of course, resilience. And I witnessed at that time the best and the worst in mankind. And that's about as short as I can sum up good and bad memories of Hurricane Katrina. Hopefully it's in the past and it's gone and done, but the memories live on. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to check in with Captain Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventures. I got a request from somebody who wants to get a fishing report for a certain area. We'll ask him about that and also find out how his alligator season's going. It's open, been open up since Wednesday. We'll see if he's got any yet and if he's got any tags and how you might be able to get in on if you're interested in going gator fishing. We're back to do that right after this quick 3-minute pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And the Plastic Man, Captain Ryan Lambert of Cajun Fishing Adventures and Burris joins us. And Ryan, I had a request in. Somebody wanted to get a fishing report for the Happy Jack area. I guess that's where their boat is or where the camp is. What can you tell them about fishing on that side of the river?
Yeah, there's some fish out you know, in the old camps and stuff out in Lake Washington and out that way. If they, you know, there's a few reds, most of them around the Myers Cut area. There's been some redfish caught there pretty regular. But, you know, further to the east is not that good. Along the beach, there's a bunch of bulls all along that whole beach right now. So if you want bull reds, you can just go until you find a big mud puddles coming up, and or sometimes, you know, they have a couple of birds diving on them. You know, there's some big schools in there.
Are you down at the lodge right now? I'm looking at, looks like a storm, the tail end of it is kind of crossing the peninsula there, crossing the river right now.
No, I did 2 trips yesterday, and I brought myself to the house because I'm going to Noliasi tomorrow. So I came to get all my stuff ready to go and go to Mexico.
Got it. Dove hunting down there?
Yeah, the white wing season's open, and they all thick.
Well, that's great. Okay, alligator season. It opened in your area Wednesday. Have y'all gotten out yet, or you have any customers lined up?
Oh, we got customers lined up, but we're way too busy right now to fool with the gators. We'll start next week. After I get back from Mexico, we'll start. And it goes all the way to the end of December, so I'm in no hurry. You know, I just pick out the good ones. I have people scheduled different times to come in and kill them. So,
yeah,
it's easy.
We had a good trip with you with the LSU baseball players last year, and it was kind of late. When did that, you know, it extended it to December, but once that water temperature gets to a certain level, they quit feeding pretty much. When did it shut down last year?
We see them all the time. All it takes is a warm day with the sunshine, and they'll be on the bank, even if it's in the 30s in the morning, which is very rare for here. But, you know, if the sun comes up, they'll be on the bank getting soaking that sun up. So you can kill them any time down here. It doesn't matter.
Now, you do it a little different than most commercial gator hunters. Most people put bait out on a hook, and the alligator gets it, goes down, you pull the line up, and you shoot the gator, and game over. You do it a little bit different sometimes, don't you?
Yeah, I don't find that very sporty. Now, if I got 6 or 8 I got to get, well, then I'll do that, because it's hard to get 6 or 8 guys to hit an alligator. You know, it's a lot harder than you think to hit one at a little distance. I'd rather shoot them and then go jump in on them or get them with the hook. You know, it's a lot more exciting for the people. You know, my buddy Blimp, he'll jump down in there and fight them. You know, that's what people love. So
Blimp's worth the price of admission himself just to watch him in action.
He was the swamp beast on the Discovery Channel, and he is a swamp beast.
He is.
Jump in on him and wrestle him, and oh, it's hilarious. Just, people just love it. You know, they just. Yeah. I had one guy last year, Blimp, if you get it out, and he didn't even get it out of his mouth. Blimp was on that alligator. He said, come on, bro. He said, I ain't getting in there. You're crazy.
But, you know, like you mentioned, and you know, when you got an alligator close, there's that one little sweet spot right, you know, between his eyes, and you put a .22 bullet there, and it's over. But when you're shooting at a distance, kind of at a flat angle, it's a small target to hit.
Small target, and it's flat on the water.
Right.
You know, it's different. I get them as close as I can, you know, to do it, because a lot of people can't make that shot. You know, I had one guy sent me pictures of targets he was shooting, and 90 yards, and I get them in this quarter. That sucker missed a big old gator. The first thing, he had two girls in the boat with him. They gave him grief. Oh, my gosh. It's a fun thing to do that.
Yeah, it is. It is. Now, what happens to the meat and the hide when you got a customer that pays for one of the tags and kills one of the gators?
Well, it's one of the most regulated things we have in Louisiana. So the hide has to be inspected by the game warden before they can do anything with it, you know, after we put the tag in it. And then usually I will, if they want to keep the hide, I will take it to Staten's over there towards Baton Rouge, and they will tan it and make whatever they want with it. And that's the best way, because if they take it with them, you know, it's just too much regulation. They're going to run into some kind of problem. They want the meat, I can give them the meat and just give them the tag numbers and stuff. But, when you're dealing with the skins. And then the worst thing, you can't get rid of the skins. You have to throw them away because nobody wants the skin.
Used That's
to be
terrible.
A very prized thing.
Yeah, now, they were. One time I can remember they were like $70 a foot.
Shoot, they were $100-something at one time. And the alligator farms have pretty much put that out of business, you know, because they get the perfect 7-footers and they kill that. But I tell you what, if you don't give the meat with it, they don't want the gator.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I threw some big hides away last year. I got a few getting tanned to do some various things for customers and for Miss Carmen. I got some boots getting made for myself and stuff like that. But I threw a bunch of gator away. You know, it hurt my soul to do it, but what you could do with them.
Right. Now, you know that Leslie Charleville, who does the Gayutaku, who did the gator that you got down there in a lot, that's a great way to keep a memory of a gator, you know?
It really is. And that's she did such a good job with that. She does a great job. I mean, you know, she'll paint them, and then she'll put the cloth over them and get the imprint. I mean, it gets every little mark, too. I mean, it's impressive. She knows her business.
Yeah, you need to put a shot of that on your website. You know, that's a...
Yeah, I want it on. I got to get it on the ceiling, and my old self is not climbing 30 foot on that ceiling.
So that sounds like a job for Blimp. Blimp will get it up.
Told too. So I'm going to get some youngster, and we're going to hold a ladder for him, and we're going to hang it on the rafters 30 foot high, and it's big, so it'll show up real well.
Yeah, it's going to look great. Yeah. Leslie Charleville, I can't remember the name that she goes by the business, but I think she just uses her name. But it's an old Japanese art form where they take like a paper cloth and lay it over a fish or an animal, and then she paints it, and then you've got the imprint of that animal. It's beautiful, especially
fish,
on a gate.
Fish animals, she does a great job on fish as well. Now, the little blue rockets are showing up big time.
Oh, good.
Yeah, they coming. And this front here today is going to push them. In fact, I saw something. There's a pretty good migration starting early. So it's going to be good. I tell you what, people are driving me crazy. All the guys and stuff and all the young kids that we mentor, they're about to drive me crazy because they're starting to see them. And now they can't wait till the 20th. By the time the 20th gets here, the frenzy is going to be so built up with these guys that I don't know how they're going to survive.
Well, the vegetation, the submerged aquatic vegetation ought to be phenomenal right now.
It is. The duck potatoes, the new duck potatoes in our area, they're popping up everywhere. The old ones, we have grown so much land this year on the east side of the river, you know, because the river stayed 12 for a long time. There's new land everywhere. I mean, vegetating, you know, as soon as it drops out, 6 weeks later, you got vegetation on it because it's such a rich estuary. But, boy, we are growing some new habitat. It's wonderful. I mean, it's going to be a good – if we don't get one of those things in here, it's going to be phenomenal. It'll be a good year. And three pintails, that's going to be the coup de grace for us because you know how many pintails we have.
Yep. Well, we only got a 9-day teal season, so I know it's going to be precious days to get them booked. If people want to call you, tell them how to get on and maybe do it a cast and blast. Get the limit early on the teal and then catch some fish.
Yeah, the fish have been biting really well, too. So, you know, they can go to CajunFishingAdventures.com or your website, Don Outdoors Guy, or they can just call me directly. I always answer that phone. That's 504-559-5111. And anything from a bird to alligator to fish.
Yep, including oysters. All right, well, I believe next week we're going to be airing on Bayou Wild the Fish of a Lifetime trip when Miguel and his mother, Arabella, came down, fished with us, and I'm going to try to get them to join us on the air next Saturday morning and talk about
great,
their trip.
Yeah. You want another? No.
That was a great trip. 11-year-old kid, and he got his bull red, and he was done. Well, Ron, always good info from you. Thank you so much. We appreciate it, and we'll catch up with you next week.
All right, buddy. You have a great week.
All right, that's Captain Ryan Lambert. We call him the Plastic Man. And we'll be back to wrap up this week's edition of The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, let's check on our text message board. You can text us during the show at 504-260-1870. We don't take pictures there. You need to send those to my address on the website. And also, I only monitor this when I'm on the air. So if you want to send me a text, do it via my website. Just do an email. It's at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. All right, here's some messages coming in. We talked about first fishing trips after the storm of Katrina. The Worm said he went to Lake Catherine, his first fishing trip after the storm. As a front was passing through, sitting on the point across from the crab dock, in about an hour, his daughter and he caught a limit of 2-pound trout. Shortest fishing trip ever had. Yet the best. Yeah, those storms, for all the damage they do, they certainly bring in the resources. All right, here's some information on boat renting. This is from Old Man Sam. He said there's an online website called boatsetter.com, and it shows available boat rentals in any area. Well, that's good to know. Thank you for that, Sam. We pass that along to our listeners. That's boatsetter.com for the people that are looking for the boat rentals. And here's a question from Big E in Thibodaux. Any reports of sheep's head being caught by anyone? I used to catch them at Point of Shen off the bank, but have not caught any there since the snowstorm this year. That's from Big E. All I can tell you is the freeze may have affected the sheep head down there. If you're going to try other areas, of course, where you want to concentrate for sheep head is on structure. Any pilings, bridges, anything that has barnacle base, right up tight against that's probably where you're going to find the sheephead. Sometimes you can find them in the marsh. If you're going through the marsh and you see like a bush shaking, a lot of times that's a sheephead. And what it's doing, it's pulling out some of the shells and some of the crustaceans and things that are along the roots of those plants. And you can actually see the fish in shallow water. But that's my best advice for finding some sheephead. All right, I want to thank everyone who came out last week to the Rouses in Slidell and donated for Hunters for the Hungry. We appreciate it. I did hear from Julie Grunwald, the director, and she estimates that there were a little over 18,000 pounds of game and seafood and fish and food was donated throughout the state. So thank you to all of you who participated in the Clean Out Your Freezer weekend last weekend. Now, next Saturday, we're going to have the final results of the Star. I hope we got some winners. And, you know, we can give some names of people who win trucks and boats and all that. And of course, all the categories are filled, and we'll kind of get a rundown on those. We'll get a representative from Star, maybe Rad Trasher, to join us and talk about the biggest fishing rodeo, the richest fishing rodeo in the state. It's the CCA Star. Here's one that says, did they give out a total number of gator tags this year? Well, they do give out a number based on property, based on acreage and the type of habitat it is. They estimate how many alligators can be taken off, and then they create the tags, and tags belong to the landowners. If it's public property, they do it through an alligator lottery hunt where you can get a tag. And that's already been done. If you go to the website for Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fishery, the whole, I think it's a 30-page report on the whole alligator program. Like Ryan said, it's probably the most heavily regulated species that we monitor in the state is the alligator. And the alligator season is a very high-tech, the way you have to mark it and tag it and who can tag it, and the landowner can designate people to do it. You got to read up on it. It's a lot of rules and regulations to alligator hunting. All right, that is Reed Alleman's voice you're hearing in the background, and he sings us out every Saturday morning. We'll be heading out of here in just a few minutes, and then we'll be back again next week. We do this all over again. It's kind of like meeting at the camp before we head out to the fishing or the hunting hole, and we do have hunting seasons coming up. Three-day weekend this weekend, pop-up storms. Be careful if you're out there on the water. And always be courteous to your fish's neighbors. All right, that's going to wrap it up. We thank to Coleman, our executive producer back at the studio, pushing all the buttons at all the right times. We'll see you next week on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.